I've been asked to talk about our updated models of iron ore price. What we've seen this year is a dramatic slump in Chinese steel production from 99.5 million tons a month in the first half of the year. It slumped 28% to 71 million tons, 71.6 million tons in the second half of the year. That's the biggest slump in Chinese steel production that we've seen in any year this century. It's important to remember that China is a centrally planned economy. The production of steel, iron ore, coal, all of these industries are an essential part of the Marxist theory of the command economy. Any central committee, communist party that kept production of steel at the current low level would be running a centrally planned economy in which they are generating on purpose a centrally planned depression. This is simply not going to happen. The slump occurred because of the coming Winter Olympics, which finish at the end of February. And so what we think will happen is that when we get into March next year, Chinese steel production will re-accelerate between March and July and August, taking up all of the losses that it has this year. And so what you'll find is that there's a dramatic increase in consumption of Australian iron ore and a dramatic increase in production of Chinese steel in the middle and the second half of calendar 2022. That's enormously important because the slump in Chinese steel production this year generated an equally heroic Olympic dive in the price from $240 a ton down towards around about $90 a ton. It's recovered a little bit now to $100 a ton, but we think the real recovery won't occur until after March, in between March and July next year. However, recovery will occur. The slump in production of steel has generated an increase in stocks at port, recovering moderately rising moderately in the period in the second half of the year. But what this has generated, together with the big slump in steel production, that is to say iron ore consumption, is a dramatic increase in the stocks to consumption ratio from about 4 weeks in 2020 now to about 7.3 weeks. And if we took that on its own, that does justify a slump in the iron ore price to $90 a ton. But what we've done and what we do in our model is we're not trying to look at the price in any particular month. We're trying to look at the year average price based on the average fundamentals for a full year. And to do that, we, in addition to our stocks to consumption ratio, we also add 12-month moving average to iron out the annual averages. And that gives us an equilibrium price, we think, on the fundamentals of the Chinese steel industry. That gives us an equilibrium price of around $150 a ton. Now, an interview that I did with the Australian Financial Review, I forecast that I thought that the price would rise to between $120 and $140 a ton as it began to recover next year. I now think that it will rise to the top end of that level and probably a little bit over the top end of the level by the time we get into the second half of the year. So right now, that generates a circumstance where, based on average annual fundamentals, we think that the iron ore price currently at about $100 a ton is about two standard errors too cheap. It'll recover towards fair value, which we think is about $150 a ton, in the second half of calendar 2022.